So I got my vagina waxed today. I guess that's the wrong term. Would it be vulva? I don't know. Anatomy and physiology is hard. The Brazilian from chooch all the way to magooch.
Nice.
Smooth. Because now listeners, you will be hearing this after Valentine's Day, but we are recording this a few days before Valentine's Day. So I went to see my wax tech. She's wonderful. She's down there doing her thing, and she's like, hey, this nail tech moved into the office next door. Want to go meet her after? I'm like, yeah. So she, like, after I'm all smoothified, she walks me over to the nail tech. Nail tech's got nothing going on. I'm like, can you do my nails right now? So I got a 2-for-1 chooch magooch cleanup, nail spiff up, all ready for a sensual weekend of lovemaking for Valentine's Day. With my husband, brought to you by Brandy's House of Wax and Abby's Acrylics, which are not sponsors yet, but after this ringing endorsement, maybe. How could they turn us maybe. Down? How could they possibly turn us down? Welcome to Paige and Pixel. I'm Pixel.
I'm Paige.
And we've got a book episode.
Heck yeah.
Coming at ya.
It's a messy one.
Oh.
I'm so excited. So the book we're going to be reviewing today is called You Made a Fool of Death with Your Beauty by Okweke Emezi. This book is so messy. It is a train wreck, and I absolutely loved it. I was here for it. I love the drama, especially when it has nothing to do with me. So here's the story. So our main character, her name is Faye. And she is 5 years removed from the death of her husband, the love of her life. She is still grieving. She's heartbroken, but she's kind of sort of like, okay, maybe I can start like.
She's getting waxed now because she's looking to get back out there. See, I tied it in.
Sure. anyway, so. Basically, I will, like, there's a little bit that happens at the beginning. It's not super important. She meets this man named Nasir. And on paper, he is perfect. He's kind. He's a gentleman. He's, you know, understanding of her. He's okay with taking things slow.
So maybe no wax yet.
So no wax yet. Faye is not ready for, like, a full-on relationship, though. Like, he wants a relationship, and she's more so just like, I don't really think I want this quite yet. Nasir says he understands and shares, like, he also lost his mom very young, so they can, you know.
Bond over grief.
Yeah, okay. I guess. And I need you to understand, it is very important that you understand that it was mutually agreed upon that they were friends.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yep. They benefits might happen, but we are not doing long-term feelings. We are not doing anything serious. We are friends, and maybe occasionally something might happen, but.
Got it.
Okay.
Got it.
So Faye is an artist. And she doesn't, since her husband died, she doesn't really like showing people her art. It's like how she processes her grief. And so she doesn't like showing it to people, but Nasir kind of like, I don't want to say he like won't let her, like won't leave her alone about it, but like he's kind of insistent, like he wants to see her art. He finally convinces her, and when he sees it, he's like, oh my God, your art is so amazing. My dad is an art collector who lives in the Caribbean, and he knows someone who owns, like, an art gallery. If you come, like, come to my dad's house with me, and she can get you she can get you, like, an exhibit.
You never go to a second location. Like, I know this isn't a true crime story, but I'm just immediately like, alarm bells.
So she, Faye is hesitant. She doesn't want to do this.
As she should
She's
be.
like, I feel like this is going to cross some boundaries of our friendship. Like, this feels like too much for him to give her
Yeah.
for like how like they've not known each other very long.
I feel like she's going to wind up in a meat locker.
She does
That's a whole
not end up in
other.
a meat
Okay.
locker. This is a romance. It does have a happy ending.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
There's,
did
I don't know,
sorry.
there's something about the title. I didn't look this one up at all.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry. This is a romance. It's not going to go that way at
Damn.
all.
Okay. I mean, yay.
It's messy for different reasons.
Okay. Not like blood messy, like.
like drama messy.
Gotcha.
So she is encouraged. Faye is encouraged by her best friend, Joy. She's like, no, like you have to do this. This is going to be so big for your career. Like, just go. It'll be like a vacation. You can just relax. You know, maybe this will help you like get to know Nasir more, and like you'll, you know, be ready for a relationship with him. So she agrees. Like, okay, fine. I will go with you to your dad's house, and we will do this thing. So they hop on a plane. And while they're on this plane, Nasir real not realizes, reveals that his father is in fact this huge celebrity chef named Aleem Blake.
Sure.
And like apparently this man is like an actual celebrity. Lots of people know him. He has TV shows. And he says, I didn't want to tell you beforehand because I didn't want you to like I didn't want to think you were just using me to like meet my famous dad. And she's like, okay, fine. Nasir also warns, this is like a very weird part. Nasir warns Faye that his dad is what he says is he's more effeminate in person, whatever that means.
Okay.
And so Faye asks, she's like, well, is your dad gay? And Nasir is like, no, he's not gay. Like, that's not what it, like, he's very, very defensive
Okay.
of, like, his dad is not gay. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I mean, to be fair, I'm also more effeminate in person, to my great shame, so it happens.
So Aleem picks them up at the airport, and as soon as she sees him, she's like, oh my God, he's hot. Like, this man is smoking.
Like my father-in-law, I'm sorry.
Stop. We're not getting into that. No. This is fiction only right now.
Okay.
So they go to Aleem's house. It is this gorgeous glass like mansion essentially in the mountains. It is a tropical paradise. It's insane. So, that's pretty cool. But over the next like the first few days, she's like, oh my God, I feel really attracted to Aleem. This is super weird. I don't know. Maybe I should just stay away from him. And so she kind of is like on her guard of around Aleem. And
You didn't tell me that this was going to be about me.
yes, I did.
Did you tell me
I
that
did,
this was going
because
to be about a hot
that's when you told
father-in-law?
me about
Oh,
your
right.
father-in-law.
Oh my gosh. It was at a Super Bowl party. I had been drinking.
Me
I
too.
remember now.
It's okay.
Oh, I'm so all right. I'm here. I'm dialed in. I'm glad it's not a true crime story. To be fair to me, death is in the title, which I think
Yes.
is where my confusion came
Yes,
from.
but I think it's more about like living your life after someone you love dies.
Oh, like
Anyway.
my husband and me being pushed into the arms of my father-in-law.
Stop. Oh my God. Okay. So she then one night she can't sleep. She gets up, she's walking around, she goes out to the garden, and Aleem is out there. And they have a conversation where he reveals that how his wife died, Nasir's mom. It was like a freak, she like drowned in a freak accident. Like, it was very much like very similar. Like, Faye's husband died in a freak accident, Aleem's wife died in a freak
Oh,
accident.
so
So
Nasir is like, we can bond over my mom died, but
And then his
no.
dad
Yes.
one-upped him. He was like,
Oh.
ah,
And he's got Olympics. A bigger dick. Here I and go. He cooks, man.
Shh. Okay. Anyway, so that happens, and then also kind of early on, there's like a point where Aleem's like, "Oh my god, I want to take you guys on a hike up to the top of the mountain. The sunset's beautiful. Blah 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 blah." Or maybe it's the sunrise. The sunrise. Because it's super early in the morning. And so they're like, so Nasir and also Nasir's sister, who is lives there as well, they're like, no, thank you. We're not going to get up that early. But Faye's like, hey, you know, that sounds kind of cool. Like, let me go to the top of this mountain with this guy who I'm attracted to, who I'm very scared of being attracted to, and things will be totally fine.
And watch the sunrise.
Yeah,
and...
I know. Not romantic at all. Like, fully... platonic, the most platonic thing you can
normal
ever do.
Father-in-law, daughter-in-law date ideas.
Yeah, totally. While they're on that hike, Aleem talks again about how he, after his wife died, he fell in love with a man named Devin, I believe was the other man's name. So Aleem is queer.
Mm-hmm.
And he fell in love with this man, like wanted to be with him, but Nasir and Nasir's sister did not like it.
Boo.
They did not like that he was dating this man. They did not react well. And so Aleem says he chose his children over Devin. Like, he felt like that was the choice that he needed to make. At the time, and he chose his children.
Oh, that sucks, because, like, we boo homophobes on this podcast, yeah. Make no mistake. But also, like, choosing your children is a noble... That's tough.
Yeah.
That's just tough.
It's a very difficult choice. It would have been less difficult if his children had just, like, not been
grown the
about
fuck
it.
Up.
Yeah. But whatever. It's fine. So, after this, we finally get to the reason why Faye came. We get to her art exhibit, it is great. Her exhibit is a huge success. The art exhibit, it's really, like, she describes what it is. It's very cool. It's, like, all of these rings, like wedding bands, gold rings, hanging down from the ceiling on string. And then in the middle is her and her husband's wedding bands, but they are covered in blood from the car crash.
Like actual blood from the car crash?
Like her there it's like that, still on there. She never cleaned it.
That's metal as fuck.
Yeah.
I
so,
love it.
Like it's very beautiful but also incredibly sad. But it is a huge success. Everyone loves it. After the exhibit, they go back to Aleem's house and Aleem throws this huge party. For her, they invite all the guests back. They have this big fancy meal that Aleem cooked, and then they have dancing and all of this stuff. And like Faye is like having these like inner turmoil of like, oh my god, he's doing this all for me. Does he have feelings for me? Like, what does this mean? And then they're out and they're dancing, and she sees Aleem. Over like being very close to the woman who owns the art gallery. I forgot to mention, she gets from this exhibit, she does get a commission from like someone who like from an art collector, and like offers her tons and tons of money.
Awesome.
To like do so, like
it worked
really, really cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. So but then after she sees Aleem with this woman, she gets upset. She goes back to her room. Nasir finds her, and he's like super drunk, and so he falls asleep in her bed next to her. But before he does, he lets it slip that he loves her.
No,
and Faye does not feel the same way.
Clearly,
when she hears it, it like she's like filled with dread. She's like, oh god,
oh we've
no.
all been there.
That's yeah. That is rough. So after that, I can't remember if it's like the next day or if like more time passes, but in the book, the next thing that happens is Nasir tells Faye, like, hey, I got this call from my job. I have to go away for like a week and I'll be back. So you're just going to stay here with my dad. And like Nasir has no idea. So he's just like, yeah, just stay here with my dad. It'll be fine.
You really shouldn't be suspicious of your dad.
Right.
You know?
You're like, it's fine. Like, it's just my dad. Just stay here in this big house. Like, who cares? Just have a vacation. It'll be fun.
See, Game Boy knows better than to put me in the same temptation island. I'm so sorry. Please continue. I want to know what happens.
Yeah, I do not have this experience. Not even close. it does not take long after Nasir leaves for things to heat up. Aleem finds Faye in the kitchen. And he's going to make something for her, and she offers to help, but she doesn't, like, know what she's doing. And so he, like, does the whole, like, I'm going to come around.
Yes.
I think at one point she, like, licks something off his finger.
Ooh.
And they are very quickly making out.
Crossing lines.
Very passionate making out.
Love it.
They kind of move things back to Aleem's room, but they stop because they kind of both have this realization, like,
this is messy. It's messy.
What the heck are we doing? What is going on? Are we are we gonna do this? And so they stop and they talk about like, hey, you know, is this worth it? All this stuff. And they both kind of decide like, okay, we want to pursue this. We're gonna have to talk to Nasir when he comes back. And things kind of just, they're like, we're gonna pump the brakes a little bit. So the next couple of days they spend together. Everything is going great. They're, you know, going for swims. They're walking around the property, all of this stuff. It's very romantic. And then Nasir shows up early. We find out that somebody, a friend of the family, saw Aleem with a woman. And at first, Nasir says, at first, like, I was like, okay, that's kind of weird. I didn't know he was seeing anyone. But then the friend starts to describe. And, like, Faye has these extremely long, like, braids that are, like, golden.
Very distinct.
And she was like, oh, this woman, she has, like, this beautiful dark skin and these long golden braids. And Nasir's like, hold up. I think I know that person. Oh, so he comes home and he confronts her. It's pretty rough. I'm gonna go more in depth a little bit later, but I want to get through the whole.
But also, let us not forget, they're supposed to just be friends.
Put a pin in that. Oh god, my computer's gonna die. It's okay. We got this.
You got this.
So Aleem comes in, sees him kind of like confronting her. He's like, you need to stop, you need to back off, you need to go cool off. And so Nasir leaves. The next day, Faye goes to have a meeting with the client that she has the commission for. And while she's out for lunch with that person, she gets a call from the gallery, from the security guy at the gallery, and he's like, hey, Nasir is here, and he's kind of shouting, and he's getting close to your art exhibit. So she goes over there, and she's like, don't you dare touch my art.
Seriously.
And she's like, it's such a powerful moment, because she basically is like, that's fine. If you want to be mad at me, be mad at me. I know that what I'm doing isn't, like, the best, but, like, she goes into it. She's like, do you know what's in the middle of that exhibit?
Seriously.
That is my and my husband's wedding bands. I pulled those out of the, like, evidence bag, and they were caked in blood. Like, this was traumatic for me. Don't you dare mess with my art.
Right.
Like, and he kind of, it isn't like he does, he like kind of is like, yeah, okay. Yeah, you're right. You're fine. Fine. I'm sorry. And he leaves. So it's not like, it's not like, like, he's not, like, super apologetic, but, like, he kind of backs off.
He does that, like, frat bro, like, fine.
Yeah, whatever. After that, Faye is working on her commission. She's spending more time with Aleem. Eventually, Nasir comes back. He talks things out with Aleem. And then he comes and kind of makes sort of amends with Faye. Like, it gets to the point where they're like, maybe we can salvage this and, like, be cordial with each other. But that's not going to happen right now. But at the end, before he leaves, Nasir is like, hey, you should probably tell my dad that you're in love with him. And she hasn't, like, had that realization yet until Nasir says that.
Uh-huh.
And then she's like, oh, crap. So she calls her best friend. After talking with her best friend, she decides, like, no, I'm going to tell him this. And she tells him, she says, I love you, but I need to go back home. I need to be back in my life. Like, this is great. This is a beautiful place, but, like, this isn't real life, and I need to get back to my real life. And she says she understands if he doesn't want to go with her, but he confesses again, or back to her, that he loves her, that he is going to go wherever with her. He says, I will come back to Brooklyn with you for a little bit. It's not like he's like gonna jump in and move in with her right away. He's like, I would love to come back and see your life and visit you, and like, I want to do this. Like, we're not like, we don't have to like make plans, but like, I want to do this. I want to be with you. The book ends. It's very hopeful. It's not like a, oh my gosh, they're getting married and everything's perfect, but it's very much like a, okay, we're together and we're going to do whatever we have to make this work because mm-hmm. we love each other. So that's kind of like a big overview
yeah.
of what happens.
Yeah.
Let's get into some of my favorite and maybe like not so favorite parts.
Okay.
So there's this part after they first get together, but before Nasir comes back. In that little bit of like bliss that they get, Aleem takes a building that's on his property and cleans it out and like fixes it up and gives it to Faye as a studio for her to Aww. Do her work in. And they kind of have this conversation, you know, of like, he's like, you're always welcome here. Like, I want you and I want you here with me. And she kind of is like, well, what if I want to go back to Brooklyn? And he's like, you know what? We don't even have to be here. I just want to be with you. And I don't know. I just thought it was such a sweet thing. It was very reminiscent. Like, I love in one of my favorite Disney movies is Beauty and the Beast. And I love when he gives her the library. Yeah. And it's just such like a beautiful, like, it's not just a gift. It's like, I know you. You are welcome yes. here. Like,
you should have your space. You don't have to just glom onto my mm-hmm. space. Yeah.
And it was very much like in the middle of this very messy, lots of drama book, just like this sweet and beautiful romantic moment. It was one of my favorites. Yeah. So let's get a little bit more into some of these issues we had with Nasir.
Yeah, what made you want to throw that book into
Basically,
the sun?
Basically, this man, Nasir. Mm-hmm. Every time after he figures it out, like, I was just so mad. Like, I understood why he was upset. I'm not saying he had, like, no right to be upset.
Sure.
Because that is a shock. Like, oh, I thought I was pursuing you, but now you're here with my dad. And, like, so I wasn't, like, fully, like, he's not entitled to be mad at all. But, like, there is a point where, like, he just goes too far.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and the fact that like he lied about being okay just as friends, and like that's on him. And it happens a lot, you know, that's a thing mm-hmm. that people say either because they don't want to admit that they're not actually okay with it, they want to be okay with it, and they think like mm-hmm. fake it till you make it, whatever. But like, he did say,
yes, he said mm-hmm. like, I'm not doing any of this to get with you. I just truly like, I care about you and I'm your friend and I want to do this for you. Like, he said that.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I remember finishing this book and loving it and like going and doing my review and then reading other reviews and just so many people saying like, oh, he just had like a personality transplant, like she just, or the author just made him that way so that, you know, like to serve their purpose and for the plot and da 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 da. And I'm like, I'm sorry, are we all forgetting that at the beginning of the book, the second Faye says anything about his father being potentially queer, he like flips out?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, never was a hero.
Red flags. That's all I'm gonna say about that. But like, yeah, like, I don't know. I just think,
and who has never had that switcheroo with a guy that like acts one way,
yeah,
and then turns out to be like far more of a douche than you would have hoped. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And like, here's the thing. Like, am I saying that like it was like the best thing ever for Faye to go and like be with his dad? Probably not. Maybe they should have waited, or she should have said, like, hey, Nasir, I think I have feelings for your dad. Like, let's. But, like, that's a hard conversation. Mm-hmm. And I also think that Faye was just. I don't think she wasn't, like, going, like, expecting to, like, get into this dad's pants. Like, that wasn't her motive.
Right.
For going, because she didn't even know until they were on the plane.
Right.
And I think he accuses her of that at one time. He was like, oh, you just came to get with my dad, and it's like she didn't even know when she agreed to this trip.
Yeah.
So that just like he just made me mad, and like that was like the point. Like I'm not like this is a terrible book because this happened. Like I get that this was the point. So like it was written really well, but I just was like, oh my god, I'm gonna punch this man in the face. So I was so mad, and like, but Faye, she is so great. She stands up for herself, and she's like, no, you're not gonna sit here and yell at me and try to put me down when, like, this was your idea. Mm-hmm. You did this. Like, I don't, like, was it the best thing? No, but she was following her heart. And, you know, sometimes you don't know when you're going to fall in love with somebody, you know? Like, this is, it's a romance. It's a book, you know? Let's maybe suspend a little bit of disbelief. I saw somebody say something about, like, how this, like, her, like, Nasir's dad, Aleem, is, like, gross and old, and I'm like, she says he's super attractive, like who cares what he actually looks like? She thinks he's attractive, so that's all that, like,
yeah,
she's attracted to him.
There are plenty of people, there are dozens of us that are attracted to older gentlemen that are related to our partners.
God,
dozens of us.
It's more common than you might think. So yeah, I just, there was, like, I get that that was the point, but, like, man, I was like, I'm ready to jump into this book and fight somebody. But, like, it's good that he kind of realizes, like, hey, what I did at the end, he does kind of realize, like, I'm not happy, but I did, like, super overreact. Like, he does admit that. And so I don't think that, like, I think he was just, like, acting from a place of, like, also, like, a place of grief of, like, my dad wants to be with somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, I think that probably plays into it too.
And he said he loved her. And that's gotta hurt your pride to lose to your father. Hmm.
Yeah. So like I get why he was upset, but also like that was a lot. Anyway, let's talk a little bit more about Faye. Faye was my favorite character, obviously. She was so well written. I love that she was complex, that it wasn't just like a, oh no, she is like perfect, or oh no, she's terrible. Like, I just love that she has layers, like an ogre. An ogre has layers. Yep. Maybe that's not the best.
Yep, they do.
But, you know, like, mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of times women in romance books get flattened.
Yes.
And I did not feel that way with Faye. I felt like she had so many, like, I don't know what the right word is, like, her character had such nuance, and like this whole story has such nuance, but like I liked that she was both confident and also like, I don't know if I'm ready to jump back and be in love. And I felt like that was such a relatable thing, like, to be like, you can be brave and you can be a confident person and still doubt yourself or doubt the situations that you're moving into. And just because you're a confident person doesn't mean that you're never allowed to second guess.
Right.
Or, you know, not be ready for something.
And like, yeah, not knowing exactly where you are in your own grief process is like not a confidence thing. It's just,
yeah,
it's just a thing you got to go through, you know?
Right. Like, how do you, like, I don't know what that's like to lose my husband after only 5 years and being like essentially like she was so I think she was like 24 when he died, like so young. And you think you're gonna spend the rest of your life with this person, and then that's just taken away from you. Like I don't know what that feels like, and I hope I don't ever have to know what that feels like, but I imagine that it would be incredibly hard to then be like, but what if I start over and it just happens again?
Oh, you know, like, what if I'm cursed? You know,
But I did love that even though she was grieving throughout all of her grief, she did not let it like hard. She wasn't like hardened. She wasn't bitter. She wasn't like cynical. She was just unsure.
Yeah.
And like she allowed herself to continue to be soft and like understanding and like kind and like didn't just like there was like she talks about how right after it happened like she definitely like withdrew. She was not, you know, obviously didn't want to be around people, but I don't know, I just felt like it was such a like I don't know, she just seems like such a beautiful character. I just really liked her, and I like that she listened to her heart and her mind, because like her friends and stuff at first they're like, well, why don't you just be with Nasir, like he mm-hmm. is, he seems like a great person, he wants to be with you, he's kind, all this stuff, and she's like, no, I just don't there, and she like continues to say like there's something missing, and she like has like a fling at the very beginning with of the book too with another guy, and she says the same thing, she's like, I'm just there's something missing there. It's not what I want.
Once you know what love is, you can't just settle for it not being
exactly
there.
Like she has experienced real true love and that was taken away from her, and so she knows what that feels like, and so if she's not feeling it, no, like I'm not gonna just settle for somebody. Anyway, I loved her. This book in general was just fantastic.
It sounds good. Like, usually romance are kind of like whatever, but it didn't seem like it committed the too slow for stupid reasons sin. Like, the tension and the drama that's built up comes from a place that makes sense. It's not just people can't say what they think. It,
right.
Like, yeah, I don't know. Thumbs up for me so far.
I would love to see it. I would love to see it become a movie. I feel like I read somewhere that somebody bought the film rights to it.
Cool.
So I would love to watch it. It
Theater
just seems...
trip.
Yes. So the writing too, like, is just so beautiful. Like the way that the author describes things, like I felt like I was in the Caribbean. Like I could see and smell things and like hear things. Like it just was like I was so immersed in this story. Like they did such a great job of just putting me in, and I felt like I was there, and it was just so good. It's my first book by this author, Akweke Emezi, but like they are like a fantastic writer. I cannot wait to like read more of their books, and like I just see their books all over the place, constantly being recommended. Like this amazing, just an amazing writer.
Are they my people?
They are. Yes.
Yeah, I definitely got it.
Akweke Emezi is non-binary. And I don't know, and they write all over the place. They write YA, they write horror, they write romance, they write like everything. Oh, like
send me some links to horror books.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to look at, I know I have at least one more of their books in my library right now. They just released a book that I really want to read. I think from the description, from what I can remember, essentially like a woman falls in love with a fallen angel.
Whoa.
Which sounds so cool. So I really want to get that one, but I'm trying not to buy so many books. So I have it and I look at it when I'm working at the bookstore and I'm like, should I just buy it?
Yes. Yes. What do you mean?
'Cause holy cow, like so good. I love the themes of the book, too. I love that it explored, like grief and loving after loss. I felt like it portrayed different ways that grief can affect different people. Like Nasir was like kind of felt like bitter, like losing his mom so young made him a little bit bitter.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want his dad to fall in love again. Like it felt like a bit of betrayal, both with Devin and with Faye.
Sure.
Aleem decides, and he talks a lot throughout the book about like how like he's alive and he's gonna live his life. Like losing his wife made him treat life as like such a precious thing. And Aleem and Faye talk a lot about like, okay, we're not gonna make all these plans. We're gonna live. We're just gonna be together and we're gonna be happy and we're gonna live our lives. Whether that means we get married or not, like that's, you know, whatever. Like we just wanna be together and we love each other and that's enough. And I really liked that because I feel like a lot of times romance just ends with we got engaged and we got married and now we're having a baby. And like, that's just kind of like how romance goes.
The epilogue goes. That's like six years later.
And like, I like those stories too. Those stories, I still enjoy those stories, but I like when the quote happily ever after is not the like traditional road that like there is more than one way to be happy. And there's more than one way to fall in love and be in love and be happy throughout your life. It's not just get engaged, get married, have kids. So I really liked that. I mean, I wasn't expecting it to end like, because it's a very queer book. Like Faye is also bisexual and they talk about that a little bit. So there's a lot of like, they're both queer and like, I just felt like it was just nice to break free of some of the norms of romance while still staying a romance.
Yeah.
Because romance is one of my favorite genres. So I just really... Anyway, all that to say, I gave it a 5 out of 5 stars, but I would give it all of the stars in the night sky if I could. Like, really and truly.
Yeah.
It was just such a wonderful book. And if you don't like it, don't ever tell me. Do not comment because I don't want to hear it. This is one of those books where I'm like, I will not be taking criticism.
You know, that you reminded me, just a word on rating systems. I've been meaning to say this for a few weeks now, because when Paige rates books, Paige does it on a 5-point scale.
Mm-hmm.
When I rate them, I do it on a 10-point scale. And that's actually, for those of you who aren't book or video game people, that's because that's kind of the, like, expectations of those forms of media. So like lots of books, Goodreads, it's on
everything
a 5-point scale.
It's always 5 stars, which...
Yeah, games are always on a 10-point scale. Yeah. I don't know why. That's just how it is. So that's
I don't like rating books. I do it, especially when it's a book that I really liked, because I know it helps authors.
Yes.
And so, like, I'll do it. But, like, sometimes I'm like, I don't really know anything below a 3-star. I'm like, I don't really know what that means. Like, if it was, for me, like, a 3-star is fine. A 4-star is really good, but I had some hangups.
Mm-hmm.
5 stars is absolutely perfect. No notes. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Below that, I'm like, I'm not even finishing
the book.
Did you read
it? Yeah.
Like, if I'm not at least going to rate the book 3 stars, I'm putting it down. I'm not wasting my time.
Yeah, no, that's solid. I love rating things because I'm a judgmental little prick.
I mean, I like judging things. Oh, I just don't.
The number scale is
The number scale is hard for me.
I was a math kid. Find us on Instagram at Paige and Pixel PC. But until next time,
read hard,
play hard,
and fuck
his dad. It's what I would do.